This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can join us here and, of course, bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
So, Johnson, can your teen be a hacker?
They might be. Criminal teen.
Criminal teens. What does that mean?
It means that they might be a hacker, and therefore they're a criminal teen.
So, were you ever a hacker?
No. I mean,
were you ever elite? Did you ever go to a 2600 meeting?
Been to 2600 meetings. I've been to 2600 meetings here in Keene.
What would happen if the feds knew about that?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
I mean,
what is a 2600?
I guess the most hacking that I've done, I have been contacted by the FBI.
Is that right?
Me and a roommate in Florida, I was defrauded and essentially did work for someone who did artwork design for someone who was doing a website, you know, that I was working with, doing actually internet radio way back before, like, internet radio was even a thing. It was, like, many years before podcasting was even in existence. And I was helping with some design for an internet radio website, and he just didn't pay me. And so me and my roommate at the time were, like, looking at, like, how can we get back to this guy, and guessed the password to his he had a Disney website. And so we guessed it. First try. And so then we had, you know, administrative access to his website. And so it was, like, essentially, like, you know, hey, you know, are you going to pay? No. Okay, fine. And then we got into a 2600 chat room and just gave out the password. Here you go. We're not going to hack it, but someone else can if they want to. And we're basically, apparently, a white hat Fed hacker immediately took the password, locked down the website, and contacted us and said,
"Interesting.
You could be prosecuted for this behavior. I have, on the other line, the owner of this website," and basically was just basically like a, "We're going to scare the crap out of you." And
how old were you at the time?
College.
Okay.
What was the password? Was it Jasmine 69?
Tiger Lily.
Were you a teenager in college or in your 20s?
I don't know, actually.
So you were darn close to a teenage hacker then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, maybe.
How'd you guess that it was Tiger Lily?
It's not really like it. It was... It had something to do with, like, one of his favorite characters or something like that. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So should parents be afraid of you?
I don't know. Maybe. I am now one of those, like, what, bomb-throwing anarchists. I'm an anarcho-capitalist, Ian. It's terrifying, right? Libertarians, we're trying to take down the government structures that keep everyone safe.
So tell me what inspired this discussion. There's actually some sort of story about that.
Well, the Huffington Post is basically trying to make sure that everyone is aware of possible behavior that their children could be exhibiting. It's a well-known fact that society's growing dependence on technology and the internet over the last decade has led to a growth in illegal activities on the web. But did you know that the average age of a cyber criminal is now just 17 years? We're on the cusp of Generation Cyber, those who have grown up surrounded by the internet. Recent research we have conducted, this is Huffington Post, has found that 1 in 10 16 to 19-year-olds knows someone who has engaged in some form of illegal activity. If you think the average A-level class of 20 students, that's one or two teens in every class. So it could be your own teenager that's involved in illegal cyber activity. Some of this is simply down to youthful defiance for teenagers belonging to a truly digital generation. There is now pressure on teens to set themselves apart from the crowd and raise their status within their peers. And for some, digital defiance is an avenue that they may travel down. Teens are influenced to seek attention in this way due to the glamorization of cybercrime. In fact, we recently carried out research with a sample of 1,500 16 to 19-year-olds, which revealed that over a third of them would be impressed if a friend managed to replace the homepage of a major bank with a cartoon. I'd be impressed.
I would be impressed.
Teens may seek this sort of respect from peers, but many may be naive about the implications and the consequences of their actions.
What are the implications?
Well, unfortunately, it's frighteningly easy for teenagers to find their way into the dark corners of the internet today. Young people exploring, experimenting, or taking their first steps towards making some easy money online can end up in a dubious online discussion group in search of advice. Once there, they're vulnerable to exploitation, perhaps being drawn into a fraudulent activity by playing the role of a money mule, or being asked to create a malicious program, probably by a federal agent in most of those cases. Yeah. Like, it probably would be a federal agent trying to, you know, like, teach your kid how to hack, then get them to do something hacking, and then own them.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea to just go into some old chat room and put it out there that you want to do those things.
There are signs parents can look for to assess whether children are getting involved in dangerous activities online. Here are some questions to consider. 1. Are your children hesitant to talk in depth about what they do online?
Wouldn't that be like
what could they possibly
kid?
Be doing, especially if you have a male child? Who knows what they could be doing online? It could definitely be an illegal activity.
I used to study hacking in Playboy magazine.
In Playboy magazine?
Yeah, there was all sorts of hacking articles.
He was hacking away at himself.
I studied them rigorously.
Very, very rigorously. 2. Do they get paid for their online activities? Who knows? That's one for the daughter, probably.
No, the parent wouldn't know if they were taking Bitcoin.
That's true. Is your child spending an abnormal amount of time online, and has it affected their sleeping habits?
Wait, was that 3 and 4?
That was just 3.
Okay.
And if they were taking Bitcoin, like suddenly they just have a whole bunch of packages showing up online from ordering from Amazon because they're using Purse.
SaveItPurse.com.
Have they become more socially isolated in the real world? So that's 4. So that's their 4 questions. And they say, of course, some of the signs above can be perceived as just normal teenage behaviors. So they shouldn't be taken in isolation, as they don't necessarily mean a young person is at risk of getting involved in cybercrime. They are just indicators to help parents investigate these tendencies further. Ultimately,
I'm just imagining parents sitting their son down and saying, "Son, have you been hacking?"
Yeah, right. Ridiculous. Ultimately, it is vital for us as parents to be aware of the kind of risks and threats that are out there so that we can protect this new generation of tech-savvy teens. I've included some of my top tips below on how adults can prevent teens from being unwittingly drawn towards criminal activity.
Okay.
1. Communicate and educate. Talk to your children about the potential dangers. This should begin as soon as the child starts using internet-connected devices. Let them know that the same stranger danger rules apply in the online world. Just as we encourage them to develop this awareness in the real world, make it clear that what's morally right and wrong applies just as much to the online world. Take control.
I don't think that's necessarily bad advice.
Yeah, that's not necessarily bad advice. But at the same time, you know, it's like, let's not just start instilling fear. You know, like, sure. Be afraid of everything online.
Yeah, I think stranger danger does make people unnecessarily afraid.
Be afraid of the text people on your computer because there's a real person behind it.
I think those people are good people, and right. So that really shouldn't apply.
Right. Take control. use parental control software to establish the framework for what's acceptable, how much time and when they can spend online, what content should be blocked, what types of activities should be blocked, chat rooms, forums, etc. Parental
Hold
control...
Hold on. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us here tonight. Skype username, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want, 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
Teenage hackers. 1 out of 10, Johnson. Now, where was the story that you were sharing with us?
Huffington Post. 10.
Huffington Post. 1 out of 10 teens supposedly are involved, or at least, wait, it was 1 out of 10 knows someone who's been involved in hacking, I believe is what they said. So it's not a huge penetration into the, you know, the teenage world, but, I mean, there definitely are young people out there who are interested in security systems and probably know that as, you know, being under the age of 18, they may have limited liability for their actions.
Yeah,
maybe,
I mean, it's, when you think about this, like, you know, 1 in 10 teens age, you know, 16 to 19 has engaged in some form of online illegal activity.
Oh, has engaged in it.
Yeah, has engaged in it. That's what the statistic is. So 10% have engaged in online activity.
Which could mean a lot of things.
Well, right? My immediate response is, it's probably a lot higher than that.
Okay, sure.
Like a lot higher than that. Because you think illegal downloading. Okay, if you're trying to convince me that 10% of the population of kids age 16 to 19 has made an illegal download, it's only 10%, you're delusional. engaging in viewing online pornography, which is illegal for someone who's under the age of 18 to do, and you want to tell me that
someone takes
10% of angels, you know, 10% of, you know, students or kids age 16 to 19, only 10% of them have looked at online porn? You're delusional. Like, that's, I mean, I'm sure that the amount of people who have engaged in online illegal activity in that age range is probably well over 50%. Well over it. I guess.
You can share your thoughts here with us at 855-450-FREE. Also, if you've got a small business and you're looking for business cards, $9.99 will get you 500 business cards from Vistaprint.com. You can upload your logo to one of their designs or upload your own entire design, which is what I did with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Created a small palm card with just graphics on the front and the back. Super easy to do. You can, of course, customize the text, color, backsides, and more. And if you want to upgrade to thicker stock or get a brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print, you can use Vistaprint.com and get started with 500 business cards at just $9.99 with code FTL. So use code FTL to get the deal at Vistaprint.com. So teenage hackers, you know, they're saying they're out there. It's sounding spooky. Is it really something for parents to be concerned about? Is this going to get their kids in trouble?
Well, you know, not so good. That's like, you know, you ask you know, oh, your kids, you know, like the things that they say about you. Oh, your kid, you know, like smoking marijuana, for example. You know, they'll tell you that's going to make you go crazy. They're going to tell you that it's going to, you know, who knows? I mean, they make things up about this stuff, and it's, you know, the same thing about hacking. I mean, if I had a kid and I found out my kid was hacking, I mean, I would encourage that behavior so much. But I don't know. I mean, maybe I would try and steer it in a positive direction. But
would you try to help him, encourage him to get better at his skills?
I mean, somehow. I mean, that type of behavior, you know, that type of if your kid's a hacker, your kid's chosen a career that's going to probably actually net them money, you know, like as opposed to like, you know, someone who's studying, you know, philosophical poetry of the 19th century or something, you know, like, and they're going to go get like art history degree or something like that. It's like, no, stop. Stop.
Ian, has freetalklive.com been attacked?
I've got a fairly competent tech team that kind of handles things like that, so it's really not something I'm concerned about.
If you have a website on the internet, your website is under constant attack. Yeah. Like, nonstop. If you have a computer, like, if you want, like, to experience what it's like to be on the internet and attack, just turn off your hardware firewall on your router. In other words, set your computer to be, your IP for your computer to be in the demilitarized zone, is what it's called. And that's where you put your computer directly on the internet. And then watch your computer explode. Because, there are so many default protections built into your router that protect you from For example, there are hackers who have written bots that just scan around the internet for open ports on computers. And if they see your computer and see those ports, that's it. They're going to, you know, the bots will find a way into your computer and just install malware that self-replicates and finds other computers. And you become what's called a zombie machine, and you start like a botnet. Like, there are even experienced security professionals. There's a really well-known security professional right now. His name is Steve Gibson. And he has programmed programs like, maybe you've heard of Shields Up, Ian. I know you are kind of techie. Shields Up
sounds
is one
familiar.
That allows you to scan your own network to see if you have open ports on it.
Right, that's a website.
Yep. He wrote a program called SpinRite, which is this hardware. It's like it scans your hard drive and it repairs damaged sectors. So like even really bad crashed hard drives, it can fix and repair. This guy's
amazing.
He's been doing things for a long time. Very, very, very techie. And his website is down right now. And he can't get it. There's nothing he can do. He's working with these tech companies. And the reason why is because the only way to protect yourself from what's called a distributed denial of service attack is to spend a whole lot of money basically protections for that. It's like distributed server, like a content delivery network where your site is distributed across different servers all around the country, those types of things.
So if one goes down, you've got redundancy.
Right, exactly. And it's able to redirect, and it's able to split up huge amounts of traffic. But his site has been under this distributed denial of service attack, which is, one person is able to do these DDoS attacks.
Wouldn't that one person have to have, like, a botnet,
sort
of thing?
Exactly, and they're able to do that because of people who have, leave ports open on their computer, and their computer gets turned into a zombie machine, which is where this long-winded point has come from. But the zombie machines are then become part of a botnet, and botnets can be used, your computer could be unwittingly being used to help take down someone's perfectly peaceful, normal website that, did nothing to anyone.
You following this, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, somewhat.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. That's 855-450-3733. Botnets. I mean, how vulnerable are people to this?
The average person, I mean, if you do dumb things online, like click on things that you shouldn't be downloading, I mean, if you like...
Like what? I mean, what's an example?
Just pretty example. I mean, like, most people are, if you get an email from, like, your friends or whatever, and it says, like, wedding pictures, .exe. Like, maybe you shouldn't click on that, if
people
you click
don't
on a website,
what .exe
and it's like,
is though, right?
And it's like, oh, I'm going to go to PayPal. This isn't actually PayPal.com, that type of thing. Like,
so not paying attention.
Right. If you're not paying attention or the URL, it's like, or you're going to PayPal.com, except for it's like actually PayPi because it's actually an a capital I instead of an L, and you weren't paying attention. Like, and it looks like it's PayPal, but oh, now you're sending money to, West Iraq. I don't know.
855-453. That's the toll-free number there. 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. Username here is lrn.fm. You can comment on this or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free at 855-453. Or are you a teenage hacker? Were you a teenage hacker? Were you the parent of a teenage hacker, or are you the parent? You can certainly share your experiences with us, Johnson.
I'm guessing that they would Skype in.
You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And if you're online, you should be protecting yourself with ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. Apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, they're working hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. We're talking about teenage hackers.
I wrote my own VPN when I was 12 to cover my illegal activities. You use a 256-bit encryption.
Well, I mean, there probably are a lot of young people who are very accomplished programmers.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
They have a lot of free time. If you have a lot of free time, you can learn how to program, right?
That's absolutely true.
Right. So, what,
all right,
what,
so
what's
controlling,
next? There's actually more to the story.
There's
from
a little
where?
Bit more to the story.
Huffington
Post? To recap, we were talking about one of their measures to prevent or monitor these behaviors, which is to take control. Use parental control software to establish the framework for what's acceptable.
Would you do that?
Absolutely not.
What about you, Johnny Ray? Would you use parental control software on your kids' internet connection?
Yes.
Why?
Because I wouldn't. Because I wouldn't want them looking at porn, I guess.
And if they are seeking out porn, why would I stop them from doing that? I wouldn't show them porn. That would be really weird. But I would certainly, if they're seeking it out, they already know what it is. If they're seeking it out, why would I stop that? I mean, once kids get to the age of where they're going to go start digging for, you know, like when I was a kid and, you know, when, you know, people from who are, I'm sure a lot of who are listening who are even older than I am, would go and find porn magazines, you know, or their friends would have a stash or, you know, there'd be, you know, people would trade videos, I'm sure, even a little bit after my generation, before the internet. You know, if they're at that age where they're going to find it, they're going to find it. You're not going to stop them.
Yeah, I remember when I was that age and my friends did have, their parents had a stash and we'd watch it when they were away, and it was a big deal, you know, because it was hard to find back then. But nowadays, it's not so hard to find, is it?
Right. You know, and that software, you know, in fact, installing that software, you might just be encouraging the behavior more because then they're going to figure out how to hack the software. I mean, I did have parents that tried to limit my computer time when I was young. Computers back when had keyboard locks on them, a little round lock. I don't know if your computer has a lock on it. A lot of them still do, but, you know, essentially there was this lock. So at one point they had the keys and got my keyboard locked. At one point I had TV restriction. I had a stepfather who was like really strict and weird. So the plug was literally cut off my TV at one point. So I learned how to splice a cable. I duct tape, you know, I got not duct tape, but electrical taped it back together and fixed it.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
I had a lock. You know, the lock on my keyboard was locked. I figured that I found out that you can pull the eraser out of the end of a pencil and put it in there and pick the lock. So I picked the lock on my computer. You know, like, and then he had the illusion of security because he thought he could lock my computer and control it at whim, and I was just unlocking it, and then I could just relock it and act like it had never been unlocked. So, you know, that's, you don't necessarily want to get into that territory, you know?
Sure.
It's control. It's just unnecessary control, and if you're listening to this show, you should understand that that doesn't work.
It's true. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us.
So, again, it's talking about how much time they can spend online, what content should be blocked, what types of activities should be blocked, chat rooms, forums, etc. Parental control filters can normally be configured for different computer profiles, allowing you to customize the filters for different children. So, you know,
it sounds kind of crazy to be controlling like that.
It is. To me, it's crazy as controlling. I mean, I think that you should definitely steer a kid in the right direction and try and provide them good content and not let them get too sucked into, you know, dark content, I guess, if that's what you're, you know.
There's a dark side to the web, no doubt about it. It gets very dark out there.
Kids can get attracted, you know, people can be, I mean, people in general can be attracted to, like, you know, it's like, what's that, like a train wreck or whatever you want, you know, you can't look away, that kind of thing.
Sure.
You get drawn to it. So, you know, just put better things in front of, you know, be more interesting as a parent. Stop being such a boring person if you have to turn to these content filters. That's what I think of people who turn to these content filters, is that they're just boring people. You can't interest your kid and find, like, something. Maybe you're just too stupid for your kid. I mean, that's really what I think for someone who's that uncreative, that they can't, you know, present things that are going to interest their kid more, like learning, you know, science or something like that.
Something
or
that you can help
computer,
them with.
Better computer programming, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. But I also understand, you know, some parents aren't equipped. I mean, some parents do have kids that are just way smarter than they are. You know, like your kid is just smarter than you are as a parent. And in which case you should find someone who can, you know, be a role model for your kid. You know, someone who is intelligent. Find an, if you're a parent that's not so bright and you have a kid that you know is way smarter than you are, then you should find a smart role model for your kid. Because if you can't fill that role, then you should find somebody who can. Because otherwise the kid's going to have to be their own role model and find people online or reach out to, you know, interact with people who are going to engage their mind. You know, that would be my recommendation.
Is there more from this story?
Yeah, more than that. So, oh, and the next one here.
These are still the tips for parents.
Pretty appropriate. That would be, this one segues well. Give guidance. Explain what to do if they know someone who is involved in illegal activity. This is especially important as our research indicated that only 18% of teens would tell a parent or a teacher if they knew someone was involved in illegal online activities. Set clear ground rules about what they can and can't do online and explain why you have put them in place. I mean, that's not totally unreasonable, that one there. I mean, I know that they're, you know, you don't want your kid to be ending up in a, rotting in a jail cell or a prison cell, even worse. So
most people don't.
You know, you should prevent that. And then it says, use the good side of the web. Make use of the great advice available on the internet. For example, the Safer Internet Day site or the CEOP Think UK Now site. You know, it's just, my thought is just, you know, put good role models in front of your kid and good sites. You know, if your kid is smart enough to be a hacker, they know a lot of programming and they have a lot of skills that are going to make your child extremely employable.
Well, I was going to ask you what the difference was between the white hats and the black hats, but first let's go to Dom in Maryland. Dom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks.
I just have a little bit to add from my personal experience.
Okay.
When I was actually prepubescent, I came across computers in fifth grade, and I got to tell you, the logic astounded me. It was a wonderful experience to find a world where I do something and it happens. It was a magical experience, and I can see how, you know, people fall into this, you know, path. You see something, and you tell it to go here, go to 10, it goes to 10. It's not like the rest of the universe where it goes to 15 and a half or, you know, it comes up and breaks your knee behind your back.
I mean, even more so now with hobby electronics and robotics and all these things that these kids can get now to build their own machines. I mean, they can...
It's crazy.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Are you a teenage hacker? Were you a teenage hacker or maybe the parent of one? Are there something to be concerned about? And what is the difference between white hat and black hat? We haven't gotten to that yet. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to support the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just visit amp.freetalklive.com, and that allows you for $5 per month to help us get on more radio stations all around the country and expand our signal via satellite, bring more internet listeners on board. You can do that for us, and it really is appreciated. Please visit amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue briefly here with Dom in Maryland. Dom, what was it that you were calling about tonight?
You were talking about young hackers and stuff. And I see a big difference back in my day. Before I was using the internet before, AOL showed up. We had to do, 300-baud modems. And,
you go way back.
Yeah, everything was, a lot more complicated. Then when they become commercialized, then you've got all these idiots to advertising. But that's not really the point of, the conversation. The biggest difference I see these days is it's not so much about curiosity. It's more about, trying to...
this guy's far out, man.
Capture, in the earlier days,
Wait, what is it about?
The pure science.
So, you, wait, sorry, you said it's not about curiosity, it's about what instead?
Now it's more about just capturing. It's more about, like, subduing.
But like capturing a website or changing a website, is that what you're saying? Well, it's not... It's,
you can't go to a website now. We used to have websites that would be, like, less than, you know, like 1 megabyte.
And a lot of hacking...
more information than you see on anything, you know, with these quick feasts.
Don, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sound like a jaded... tech guy.
Well, he is a little bit, but hacking has always been a lot about what it's called is like bravado. It's like a trophy, you know. It's like just doing something to show off.
I did this.
It's uh-huh. You know, the type of people that, you know, like are you know, going to play chicken in cars. You know, it's of course, but it's the intellectual version of that. You know, it's doing more dangerous things online in terms of like trying to hack into bigger and bigger, you know, like the article mentioned, bank websites. Or whatever. I mean, but a lot of people are taking over, will take over small websites, like maybe, you know, PureDisney.com.
Or police websites.
Exist anymore. Or police websites? Did you do something like that?
No, certainly not. No, but it's not uncommon for hack groups to attack police.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially nowadays, I would assume, you know.
So maybe you were a hacker. You're welcome to share your experiences with us if you feel comfortable with that. 855-450-FREE. I mean, I read 2600 Magazine when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but I never really pursued any of that stuff.
Right. I mean, now we know someone here who writes for or has written for 2600 Magazine. So, you know, there are tech people around who are very skilled, obviously, in the liberty movement. When you think about, like, the Edward Snowden, you know, has recently mm-hmm. spoke. I mean, I think that liberty-minded folk and hackers, you know, people who think that information should be free and people who are very logically thinking, it tends to be groups that coincide a lot. You know, you look at, first of all, a lot of people accuse libertarians and liberty-minded community in general of being heavily male, like, oh, it's all just for white men. Well, you know.
I don't know. There's a lot of ladies in the Free State Project.
I think so, too. You know, I don't think that that's necessarily an accurate statement. I think it is probably a little bit weighted in that direction. But the other interesting accusation that's lobbed at the liberty movement is that how many are in the tech industry? And the numbers are huge. I mean, there are just
right.
so many, you know, like computer professionals in IT of very, you know, networking, programming, just tech support, just outstanding numbers of people who are in tech support or IT in some fashion who are also libertarian.
I have a question for the experts. Is hacking a real property crime, or is it an intellectual property crime, or is it a case-by-case basis?
I think it would be very case-by-case basis, because the word hacking isn't even necessarily really well-defined. I mean, people, you know, there's, like, sites out there now, like Life Hacker, you know, where you're like, oh, you know, use an office clip to, close your bag of chips. You know, use that like office paper binder clip to close the potato chips. Like that would be like a life hack. Or, you know, use a rubber band to hold the, you know, I don't know. Keep trying to just do crazy stuff.
Well, I have something. I have a hack. It's called the twist and tuck method.
Oh, yeah.
And I use it for replacing can liners in garbage cans. And instead of what most people do if they want to have like a clean finish on their garbage receptacle is they'll knot the bag independent of the whole garbage can
right.
and then stretch it over the lid. But all you need to do is put the bag in there, fill it out, you know, so it fills the volume of uh-huh. the can, and then just pull the ends, the lip of the bag around the top, twist it up in a corner, nice and tight and neat,
mm-hmm.
and you tuck it under.
Right.
No need for a knot. And it's more secure. It's the most secure way to put a can liner in a bag. And that's my life, my janitor life hack for you today.
I have a trash can.
Did you invent that?
fantastic. And I would have never thought of this tuck method.
Twist and tuck.
Twist and tuck. I would not have thought of this on my own, but my trash can taught me. Because my trash can actually has a hole in it, in the side of it.
Yeah.
That has, like, little flaps almost that are, like, are, you know, like, only go one way. They kind of go in but not out. And essentially it's a thing where you twist the bag and then you shove it all into this hole. And it won't let the bag come back out, and so it makes the bag neat, like, in the actual trash can, which I thought was like, oh, that's really cool. Now I always have a neat thing. I didn't notice it at first, and then I saw it. I'm like, what's this hole for? Oh!
So useful tips. So, Johnson, what is a white hat? You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I totally got...
I think we should talk about that.
I derailed myself from this, the whole reason why I'm talking about life hacks.
Because this whole thing that you brought up from Huffington Post, it makes it sound like teenagers are doing these bad things
The word hacker doesn't even necessarily mean, you know, like, a lot of people are like, hacker, like, it's sort of like how the word anarchist has been redefined, you know, from no rulers to, I'm a bomb-throwing socialist. You know, like, that's what some people determine that the word anarchist means, and it has nothing to do with the actual definition. Even a lot of anarchists have perverted the meaning of that. And in sort of the similar way with hacker, hacker is really just someone who learns the way things work, essentially, and goes and looks for information. So, and I'm certainly by no means any sort of authority on talking about hacking. I just found this article interesting, and I've been kind of studying and learning about hacking for a very, very long time and paying attention to that. But I'm not even a programmer, so I can't really comment too much on what it means to be a hacker because I've never really, really been a hacker. But
you've never programmed anything?
I've done programming classes on really basic programs. Okay. I could write like a minor calculator or something, you know.
You've
like,
gone to 10, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've definitely gone to, I've what definitely caused a curve. No, as the earlier caller was talking about Logo, which is the turtle. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember that turtle from a really, really long time ago? It's like a green turtle, and then you would tell it to go to 10, and it would like draw a little line, and then you could make it go around. And,
wow.
You know, yeah, so that's.
Go-to was also a basic.
Right, basic, yep.
Function. And
that was, you would say go-to for creating loops. Now it's just much easier, like for, if, and, else, you know, those types of things for creating a program and creating the logic that drives a program. But I'm not, again, not really a real programmer. I've learned some Java and C. But there's a point in programming that is what's called object orientation. And it's basically a way of structuring logic into groups and pieces, like so that you don't have to keep writing the same programs over and over again. You make them like encapsulated in blocks and chunks. So it's like, imagine if you could be as an author, if you were writing books and you didn't have to like your next book, you could use pieces from your first book in like whole chunks. Like, I'm going to take this whole paragraph and put it in my new book, and somehow it would work.
It'd work, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what programmers are able to do, that, which is why some programmers can create these amazing, crazy programs in very short amount of time. And for some reason, the first program that's on the top of my head, and I'm going to just plug it, is Cell 411. You know,
a great program.
Our friend
highly recommend
made that in a fairly short amount of time.
He did.
You know, by using other programming libraries and things that are out there and put it together. And
toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us if you're a teenage hacker or whatever you want to talk about. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.